Wow. It seems like it has been a really long time since I stood here facing you guys. As many of you know, last year I faced some rather significant personal medical challenges. I recall making a comment to a parishioner about this same time last year. I said that I could not wait to the end of 2019. Who could have ever imagined what we would all face in 2020? The old adage, "Be careful what you ask for," comes immediately to my mind. This weekend marks the third weekend of Advent. We are moving closer and closer to that one event that changed all of humanity on earth forever. The birth of our Lord is a time for great jubilation and calls upon all the Christian faithful to celebrate his birth. But this year's a bit different, isn't it? This will be a Christmas like we have never experienced before. You know, the church describes the season of Advent as the season of anticipation. Unfortunately, for so very many among us, that word falls on a hollow heart. For thousands and thousands, the word anticipation will be a stark reminder that there will be empty places at our table this year. For thousands and thousands, the word anticipation will be a stark reminder of the challenged economic situations living on the edge of financial chaos. And for thousands and thousands, the word anticipation will be a stark reminder that there will be less food on the table, and many will desperately scramble to get whatever they can for that Christmas meal. But let me offer this for consideration. That word anticipation can also be another word. Anticipation can take the form of hope. All three readings tonight reflect this hope. In our first reading, Isaiah says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to bring glad tidings, heal, proclaim, and announce a year of favor from the Lord." A powerful line in our second reading from Paul tells us, "Do not quench the Spirit." And it reminds us to give thanks in all circumstances, even challenging ones. And in our gospel, John writes, perhaps for all of us, when he states, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert." But he too reminds us of hope, that one is coming after him to bring salvation to all. Deep in my heart, I truly do feel that there is hope tonight. Just this week, the FDA and CDC approved one of several vaccines that will begin to deliver us from the scourge of this historic pandemic. Deep in my heart, I do believe that there will be help on the way to provide some economic relief, a return to unemployment, and other resources to provide for those who are in desperate need right now. And deep in my heart, I am convinced that God will continue to protect those frontline medical professionals, saving lives every single day. One individual is very deep within my heart at this very moment, and certainly not last. I believe God will continue to give strength to those community angels, those angels among us that care more about others than they do for themselves. My brothers and sisters, we are facing some monumental challenges right now. But you know, our faith is stronger than any challenge we face if we rely on that faith to get us through. That faith also reminds us that we are not alone. While we may be many, we are also one. One together, providing strength to each other every single day. Let me close with this thought. One thought that, if remembered, can remind us of our strength and our hope when we might need it the most. My thought boils down to four simple yet very powerful words. We